Officials here are calling the release of Saberi very welcome, but they are downplaying the political significance of the move, saying it is unlikely in itself to yield a major improvement in the Chile bilateral relationship. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton set the tone in an appearance at the State Department daily briefing, where she welcomed the department's new chief spokesman, Ian Kelly. She said the Swiss ambassador in Washington, whose government represents U.S. interests in Tehran, had officially informed her that Saberi's 8-year espionage sentence had been reduced to 2 years and suspended.
Obviously, we continue to take issue with the charges against her and the verdicts rendered, but we are very heartened that she has been released and wish her and her family all of the very best we can send their way.
Spokesman Kelly, for his part, reiterated the U.S. stand that the spy charges against Saberi, a dual U.S.-Iranian citizen and part-time broadcast reporter, were baseless. He said the release was welcome, but declined under questioning to say that the Obama administration sees it as having broader political significance.
We see it as a humanitarian gesture. We welcome it as such. We continue to have a lot of concerns about Iran. We have concerns about the human rights situation there. Even though, as I say, we're very pleased that Ms. Saberi has been released, we will continue to press for the safe return of all American citizens detained in Iran, including Eshe Momeni.
Journalism graduate student Eshe Momeni, another Iranian-American, was jailed for about a month last year in Iran in connection with interviews she conducted there and has since been barred from leaving the country. Another case of major interest to U.S. officials is that of Robert Levinson, a former FBI agent who disappeared after arriving at an Iranian resort island in the Gulf 2 years ago. A senior U.S. diplomat who spoke to reporters said Saberi's release was a good sign amid Obama administration efforts to engage Iran on its nuclear program and other issues, but said it is not seen in Washington as signaling any big detente. The same official said the release was not part of a deal for the release of Iranian prisoners held in Iraq or any other transaction. David Gullis, VOA News, the State Department.